Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I like this song so much, it's a shame to talk over it. This is actually on my half marathon playlist, so it's called Half Jams on my iPod, because I still have an iPod. It's adorable. It's orange. It's an iPod Nano, and it fits in the palm of my hand, and I'm not getting rid of it ever because it's super light to carry when I'm running. Anyway, again, another exit ramp off the information superhighway. The last one, though, led to me telling you a story about how I peed myself, so I'm not going to do that again, but I do love that song. I do think it applies so perfectly to the NBA these days, where everybody has to jaw at the referees, everybody, all the time. It's still a very critical job these referees have, though, especially when you have NBA players punching others in the groin. Did you see the Luka Doncic video that we have on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS? It came from Sunday, and we'll let you hear from Doncic and also from Colin Sexton, who got hit in the Little Cavaliers himself by what the officials termed an aggressive strike to the groin area. I like how they called it a strike. Strike! I don't know whether or not it... Nope, not going to say it. I was going to say it, and then I decided that I better not say it. Let's just not make any more jokes like that. Ball jokes, you know. All right, back to the task at hand. What was the task at hand? I don't know. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. When in doubt, just reset.
And the Little Thunders?
I think he's in.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. That does not help me get back on track. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need an expert to help navigate the home loan process, Rocket can. All right, we've got still to come this hour, Devonte Adams on The Herd with Colin Cowherd, my former colleague. I was actually mesmerized by what Devonte had to say in response to this, I don't even know what to call it, this report, the speculation that Aaron Rodgers wants out of Green Bay. Here's the deal, yo-yo. I don't actually think he asked out of Green Bay. When you hear what Adam Schefter had to say about where his report came from on draft day, it doesn't sound like it was Packers or Rodgers camp leaking the story. Schefter made it sound like it was a cumulative report based on the rumblings he's heard over the course of the last year and a half. Well, that's not anything specific. I think we're all pretty confident in saying that Rodgers was not thrilled when the Packers drafted Jordan Love, but what does that have to do with right now? I don't know. I'm kind of wishy-washy on the idea that there was ever really a trade demand at all, and we've not heard from Rodgers outside of Jeopardy. We certainly No, the Packers have no plans to trade him. And I don't know where this idea came from that he's threatened to sit out if they don't trade him. So anyway, I even hesitate to call it a report that he's asked out. Can he be unhappy and still play football in Green Bay? Sure. How many of us have ever gone to a job where we were unhappy with the situation, with the competition, with the bosses? How many of us have ever worked for general managers / supervisors that we don't like or that we think are incompetent? Happens all the time. Doesn't mean we're not going to show up for work. Now, granted, he's in a bit of a different financial situation, so he could afford to sit out a year, but does he really want to do that at the end of what's been a very storied run for him and the Packers?
Rodgers!
The season after they were the top seed and hosted the NFC Championship. Now, I know they lost it. I get it. But that, to me, would even stoke the fire for Rodgers. If I'm Aaron Rodgers, and I'm not, but as competitive as he is, as much as he wants to win, as torn up as he was about that loss, I would think he'd want to get right back on the football field and want to fix it, want to make good, want to make up for it, want to get another shot. Give me another shot at it. He's the Hail Mary guy. He wants another shot at it. So I can't imagine. As much as he talks about how much he loves the team, how he and Matt LaFleur are doing so well together, Devontae Adams is his guy. And so we're going to hear from Devontae. But as I say, I hesitate to call this a hard and fast report because even Adam Schefter said there was not one particular phone call or text message or word he got that led to his draft day tweet indicating that Rodgers wants out of Green Bay. I don't know how you can make a claim like that based on cumulative information. It seems like kind of a leap to me. Now, he's great at what he does. The NFL would not be the same without him. And he's been in the business a long time. We do know that the Niners made a draft day call about Aaron Rodgers because John Lynch told us they did, or that he did. And it was a quick conversation. He was rebuffed immediately. So I don't know that there's as much smoke or fire there as what people have turned it into. And similar to what happened with the Seahawks, when Russell Wilson actually did do interviews and express his displeasure with the offensive line, his unhappiness with not being included in personnel decisions. What happened? Pete Carroll, John Schneider kept their mouths shut. They kept their traps zipped. They said nothing. They spoke to Russ on the DL, on the down low. They had conversations with him. They cleared the air, which is something that I think periodically necessary, again, with anyone who's got a beef with the boss. But they were never going to trade him. And I believe that's the same thing with the Packers. I don't know what Rodgers gains by sitting out. Are you really willing to die on that hill? Does that want to be you want that to be the last thing we remember about you and your career? Is that because you didn't like the way that the GM was running the team, you chose to retire instead of keep playing after an MVP season? I guess you could say he's going out on top, but that wouldn't actually be the case. In my opinion, if he's stubborn enough to stay away and to retire after last season, simply because he doesn't like management or the decisions that management is making, that changes everything about his career. Would he still be a Hall of Famer? Sure. But would I remember him as a petulant child? Uh-huh. And I'm a huge fan of Aaron Rodgers. I mean, he's got an ego the size of Wisconsin, but he's got a game that backs it up.
Yeah, I love Aaron Rodgers.
Tom Brady loves Aaron Rodgers. But guess what? As unhappy as Tom Brady may have been with the decisions Bill Belichick was making, did you ever hear Brady or rumors of Brady demanding a trade? Hell no. That's not Brady. He does his talking on the field. He pours all of his angst, his frustration, whatever it might be, with Belichick previously. He pours all of that into his game. He lets his game do the talking. And I was impressed with the way that Aaron Rodgers let his game do the talking this season. If he honestly believes that he's bigger than the game, he's bigger than the Packers, he's worshipped in Green Bay and in Wisconsin. You can't have it better than Aaron Rodgers has it in Green Bay. You can't. And I'm not telling you, I don't necessarily ascribe to the notion that he's underachieved because football is a team sport. But if you go out this way, everything changes about your career. So I hope he doesn't, for his sake, for the Packers' sake, for the NFL's sake, because when he's playing well, the NFL's better. He may or may not think that he has enough influence and enough clout and enough equity to throw his weight around. He may or may not be right. Brian Gutekunst is new to the job, relatively new, in Green Bay. Aaron's been there a lot longer. But it behooves the Packers to do absolutely nothing. And if it's me, I call his bluff. Dude, you want to sit out? There's the pine. We'll even give you a room where you can sit. Hell no, you're not holding us hostage. Especially since as much complaining as he's done, as unhappy as he was with last year's draft, they were 13-3. Their receiving core was not the issue. They just played really poorly in the most important game of the season. They had everything they needed to win, and they sucked. How is that the GM's fault? Come on now. So if I'm the Packers, I call his bluff. And I actually don't think that this is, I think it's a more smoke and mirrors than it is anything. And it may be media overblown, which, shocker, tends to happen. The only thing I would say is if it's not true, if none of it's true, then you would think Rodgers would speak up. Unless he likes this. Unless he likes the idea that his general manager and the front office are under fire. We know he likes being the center of attention. I mean, that's Aaron. But after all the lip service he gave to loving yourself and loving others and being zen and everything else, all the talk about how he's in such a good place, he's happy, and I hope he is, this doesn't jive. I'm not saying that he has zero clout, but players play and the general manager does something different. And obviously the GM didn't screw up that badly if your team went 13-3 last year and hosted the NFC Championship. I still say the Packers have the leverage here, not Rodgers. And so we'll see what happens. But if I'm Green Bay, I do the same thing that Seattle did. I did the same thing that Houston did. Now, Houston spoke about it a little bit after, because they had to. They hired a new head coach, and they had to talk about Deshaun Watson. I just wait till it blows over. It's your move, Aaron. If you're going to sit out, sit out. It's costing you money, not us. Anyway,
I'm just here to play football.
That's right. And I'm just here to talk about it. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. He just comes across so bratty.
I got engaged.
I mean, I'm glad for him. This doesn't make any sense to me. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Don't be ridiculous.
Thank you. Thank you, Jerry. So Devontae Adams coming up in 25 minutes. You'll hear from him on the Herd with Colin Cowherd. Some good stuff from Devontae, who was first in the NFL last year in touchdown catches with 18, and who also had this incredible campaign not playing a full season, and has talked about what might happen if the Packers don't have Aaron moving forward. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. Now back to Tim Tebow, okay? Because as much as you all may roll your eyes about the idea of Tebow being back in the NFL, fact is, you're all commenting about it. I'm not saying that Urban Meyer is trying to pull a publicity stunt here. I don't think he needs that. I don't think he would do that with a roster spot. But it is interesting. Here's Jonathan Jones on CBS Sports HQ.
I don't think the chances are great that he's going to make the 53, but if you expand that out to the expanded practice squad, somewhere between 12 and 16 players, and now we're getting into the 70 who would be part of a team on week one, I had a source in Jacksonville say it's about 50-50 that he makes the team. Now, this is a position that he has never played before. And Chris, you talked about it. Hasn't played football in 9 years, bounced around on those teams. And the Jags obviously need a pass-catching tight end. But even if you are incredibly athletic, that doesn't mean that you can come walk in and be the pass-catching tight end. So the reason that this is possible, number one, is obviously because Tim Tebow and Urban Meyer go way back to their days at Florida. And Tim Tebow is a guy that Urban Meyer wants in his locker room. And he has a vision for this team and what it means to be a Jaguar. And so that's why he wants him on this team. That's why he was given the workout. That's why he is ultimately very likely going to sign this one-year deal. And then it's going to be up, of course, to Tim Tebow. We can go back, and we've known him to be a baseball player the last couple of years, making it all the way up to AAA ball and playing a little bit of spring training with the Mets. You know, we didn't think that that was ever going to be possible. Remember all the laughs that came when he was going to switch over to baseball, and the fact that he made it right there knocking on the door of the highest level of professional baseball is a real credit to Tim Tebow, and really the joke was on us when we were all laughing at him. So I say all that to say I'm not one to count Tim Tebow out.
I love how Jonathan Jones makes this a we thing. Hey, man, own it. If you said it, if you laughed, then you own it. Don't be making this along with the crowd thing. I actually didn't laugh. I don't know that if you follow Tim Tebow, you know his story, that you should ever say that anything is completely impossible with him, because it's certainly not. So that's Jonathan Jones on CBS Sports HQ. We're asking you, if Tebow actually makes the Jaguars roster, will you watch their games for him? And you can find the post up on our social media, on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, or on our Facebook page. Here are some of your responses from Twitter. Willie says no in capital letters. Kevin, odds are way against him, but the haters better hope he can't play. HL says he's just another player to me. Joel won't last one tackle. Have you seen his body type? He's actually built more like a tight end than he's built like a quarterback. So if you're worried about him taking a hit, that's not something you need to be concerned about. Randy says absolutely. And then Wynn sends us a crying so hard she's laughing emoji. On Facebook, there are far more favorable responses, actually. And so we'll get to some of those. But I'd love to hear from you as well. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. The fact that it's still a name that we know a decade later, I mean, it's there's some relevance there. But to me, this is not a publicity stunt by Urban Meyer. It's about him providing some veteran leadership. It's about the relationship the two have, knowing that Meyer's comfortable with Tebow and understands what he brings to a locker room. You think about the young roster, a lot of the young players they're going to have on that roster. I mean, Urban Meyer's going into a brand new situation, and it's helpful when he has people around him that he can rely on, that he can trust, and he knows what he's getting with them. And Tebow just happens to be free during football season.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
And here we go. First snap of the overtime The Broncos have been in three overtime games this year. They won them all.
Got him.
Got him at the 40. It's Thomas at the 50. Stiff arm got him free to the 30, to the 20. Thomas to the 10. Denver's going on the New England. They win it on the first play of overtime.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
I'm not going to pee myself this time. Oh, that was brilliant. Producer Dave going back to the archives and grabbing the CBS call from Jim Nance. 2012 playoffs. Tim Tebow and the Denver Broncos in overtime against the Pittsburgh Steelers. I will never forget that moment as long as I live. And then they get crushed by the Patriots in the next round, which was the divisional round of the postseason. But thank you. That was a great walk down memory lane. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. It was right after that, or soon after that, that John Elway and the Denver Broncos attempted to trade Tebow because they knew he wasn't the quarterback of the future. They felt like he was going to overshadow whatever quarterback they would have at that point. Obviously, this is pre-Peyton Manning coming in, and they were just trying to clear the deck. And so the report goes, they gave him an option. We'll trade you to New York. We'll trade you to Jacksonville. And Tebow's camp chose New York, not just for the football, but for the marketing and endorsement opportunities that New York would provide. It was an unmitigated disaster because Rex Ryan hated, well, maybe not hated Tim Tebow the man, but hated having Tebow on his roster. And as the reports go from New York, as the season developed, he actually said he would rather lose games than win with Tebow on the field. He didn't want anything to do with Tebow. And even when Tebow could help and was an asset to the Jets or would have been an asset, he refused to use him. So it was just it was a mess. It was a total disaster. And I've wondered multiple times over the past decade, even more so on Monday, how things might have been different if Tebow's camp had chosen the small market of Jacksonville, where he could have prevented the Jaguars from ever selecting Blake Bortles. Things might have looked so different. Of course, now Urban Meyer might not be the coach and they wouldn't have Trevor Lawrence and blah, blah, blah. So you get it. Will you watch games? If it's a big if, you guys. The Jaguars have five actual tight ends on their roster right now, and Tebow's never played tight end. It's been nearly 10 years that he's been out of competitive football. Now, the man works out like a fiend, so, you know, conditioning's not going to be a problem. But he's got to learn the position. However, he learned how to hit a baseball. He learned how to do that at the professional level. So I wouldn't put it past him. But also, it's not just about football. I do think that there's something to be said for what Urban Meyer believes that Tebow can bring to the roster. So you may think it's a gimmick. You may think it's unfair, whatevs, life isn't fair. All I want to know is, would you be intrigued enough to tune in and watch? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Speaking of watching, right on cue, the dust is settled from the NFL draft. And what happens? Oh, the schedule release happens on Wednesday. Can I tell you the two things in sports I do not watch? Number one, All-Star games, unless it's baseball. I really do enjoy the baseball All-Star game, but I don't watch any other All-Star festivities. I forget they're actually taking place. Number two, I do not watch schedule release TV shows. Will I look at the schedule? Uh-huh. Am I going to watch a bunch of talking heads sit around while the schedule's unveiled like it's some March Madness selection show? No. So you guys can tell me what I missed. Let's talk to Joel, who's in San Diego. Welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Thank you for taking my call, Amy. I missed you last week.
Oh, I miss you too. Te extraño. Yeah.
I want to talk about Tim Tebow. He's just like Forrest Gump, you know. Whatever he do, he's doing good.
I wonder if anyone's ever compared Tim Tebow to Forrest Gump.
Yeah, Forrest Gump, you know.
Life is like a box of chocolates.
You know, yep. Yeah. No matter what, you know, he's doing good.
Yeah, I think that it helps when you don't need. He desperately wants to play football again. We know that, but he doesn't need it. He's got about a bazillion other things going on in his life. He's got a TV gig. He just finished baseball. He's recently married. I think that he's got multiple dogs. He's got nieces and nephews. He does all kinds of charitable endeavors. And so I'm not sure he needs football. He's still living that dream.
Yep, exactly. The guy, you can't be hating on him. You know, everything he do in life, he's successful.
That is true, and we'll see whether or not that works with the Jacksonville Jaguars, but it's a long road to be sure. You watch him, though? If he makes the roster, exactly. Would you watch?
No, I would watch, what he's going to do.
Awesome.
And I also want to talk about Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
What if Aaron Rodgers come back and play for the Green Bay Packers and then he win another MVP or win a championship? What are you going to do with Jordan Love now?
Well, Jordan Love's not going to see the field as long as Aaron Rodgers is healthy and is still on the Green Bay roster. That's not even a possibility. They're not benching Rodgers for Jordan Love. But if Rodgers vacates the position and he wants out, I'm sure Jordan Love wouldn't mind the opportunity. And actually, coming up next, Devontae Adams talks about Jordan Love, too, and what it might be like to have a different quarterback under center there in Green Bay. So, yeah, I mean, Rodgers has a lifetime membership in Green Bay. As long as he is healthy and he's the quarterback, he's the starter, period. And so I just don't understand his being discontent, because there isn't a quarterback in the NFL who has it better than him.
But I think he's going to be coming back this year madder than ever, hungrier than ever.
I guess. He just sounds more dissatisfied than ever. He sounds more bratty than ever. If all this stuff is actually true, that he's making fun of his GM behind the scenes and that he thinks he needs more money, which, I mean, I get it. Ask for more money. But it's a really difficult season with the salary cap having dropped to be giving quarterbacks who are under contract extra money. So we'll see. We'll see whether or not we hear from him and what the truth is. He said after the season and kind of started a lot of things that he wasn't sure what his future held, but I don't think this is what he meant. I think it's been blown out of proportion. However, he could silence it all by coming out and saying it's not true when he hasn't done that.
Thanks for taking my call, Amy. Have a good night.
Thank you, Joel. Good to talk to you in San Diego. 97.3 is our San Diego affiliate, 97.3 FM. Yes. Producer Dave gives me the thumbs up. Yes.
Life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
I feel like we should have been quoting that all during the pandemic. And then trying to compare life to a box of chocolates, it just makes me feel so much better. Really quickly, before we take our break here, and we will hear from Devontae Adams following the update. If you've not heard of Tim Tebow's Night to Shine ministry, it is absolutely amazing. And for those of you who are tired of hearing from him, which is funny because it's been like 10 years. But for those of you who think this is a gimmick or he's not worth it or it's whatever, you want to make fun of him, fine. If you don't think he's good enough to play football, great. But this is a man who does a lot of good in this world. And Night to Shine is a worldwide prom night experience for young people with special needs. And so it's organized locally. So it's a ground roots effort, even though it's spearheaded by his organization, where local churches and local organizations host prom nights for young people with special needs. And then volunteers come in and they serve as dates for these young people and give them an incredible experience where there's a red carpet in many cases, where they're treated like royalty, where they dance, they have a good time, and it's a special night just for them. And it happens all over the world. And he funds this and organizes it through his Tim Tebow Foundation. And this is just one example of the incredible charitable work that he does. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, he and his wife are also really involved in efforts to stop human trafficking. It happens to be one of her passions. I'm sorry, I forgot his wife's name, but she's a former Miss Universe. It happens to be one of her passions. So now the two of them have been really organized in trying to fight human trafficking. They do a lot of good. And as much money as he has, as much money as he makes, he gives so much of it back. He's a really good dude, and he's good for our community. He's good for our society. I understand if you don't think he should have a football or, you know, have a spot on the Jacksonville Jaguars roster if you think it's gimmicky. But try to separate the man from the media crush around Tim Tebow, because the two things are, you know, not necessarily synonymous. 855-212-4227, 855-212-4CBS, Demi Lee Nell Peters Tebow. That's her name? Demi Lee Nell Peters Tebow. She's great. She's beautiful, obviously, but also really passionate about her own causes. And so the two of them are kind of a power couple when it comes to the work that they're doing. But if you have never read about it, Google the Night to Shine ministry that Tim Tebow's foundation organizes. It's really amazing. You'll cry at some of these videos because it's awesome. It's absolutely awesome. All right. Coming up next, Davante Adams weighs in on a potential divorce between Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. Here's our latest sports update. And here's Bob Uecker.
I could eat about 1.5 million of these.
Oh, me too, me too.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Tim wanted to play. I wanted to play. Only one guy plays at this position. So I guess it wasn't most advantageous. But, you know, that's the way things happen.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Not only did Rex Ryan hate the move to acquire Tim Tebow in 2012, but Mark Sanchez didn't really like it either. Of course, as he points out, only one quarterback plays at a time. And he got his kind of moment where his NFL career came to a grinding halt as well. Funny enough, it also went through Denver. So, you know, all good things must come to an end. But in Tim Tebow's case, he potentially could get another opportunity at a brand new position. Just the logistics of it at 33 years old to play at the highest level in the football world at a position that you've never played competitively before. I'm not telling you it can't be done, but it's certainly a long shot, although he is the king of long shots. We know that to be sure. So we'll see. It's a long way off. Training camp is one thing. A preseason game is one thing. Do not tell me that if the Jaguars are on national TV in a preseason game and we know Tim Tebow is going to play, that there will not be a ton of eyeballs focused on that game to see him on the field again, because that will be the truth. Now, regular season, completely different story. The Jaguars already have 5 tight ends on their roster, and Urban Meyer at this point is going to have a lot of work to do to trim that roster down. And I don't know how competitive the Jags will be this season. I think it's more about building culture. It's more about establishing his system, and it's going to take some time. Maybe he believes Tim Tebow is a key to that when it comes to leadership, when it comes to helping the Jaguars understand what Urban Meyer expects of them. Because if there's anybody who does, it's Tebow. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. If you don't remember, Tebow and Meyer teamed up at Florida for a pair of national championships. And really, that's where Tim Tebow earned his original headlines, being a Florida Gator with that passionate press conference after a loss. But I'm not going to go into it all, but you remember it. It was like, I promise to give everything I've got. You'll never get less than 100%. I'm paraphrasing, but I mean, he's passionate. He's intense. And it was a profitable relationship between the two. So I have no trouble understanding why Urban Meyer is interested in having him on the Jaguars roster. Now, a lot of you are weighing in on Facebook, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. We're going to get back to your calls, 855-212-4227. You can also find us on Twitter, After Hours CBS. But I promised you Davante Adams. And so I want you to hear from him. He was a guest on The Herd on FS1 with Colin Cowherd, and he was asked about his initial reaction on draft day when Adam Schefter dropped the report, quote unquote, that Rodgers wants out of Green Bay.
When I first got it, I was actually on the golf course trying to enjoy myself, a couple of brewskis out there. So it's a good day. And then I hear that and it kind of sways it, obviously. I don't really know what to think. I hadn't really spoke to him. So, you know, it wasn't the best news to receive while I'm out there trying to have a good time. But, you know, it scared me a little bit, but it was, you know, a lot of things that go into this. So I was like, let's just calm down. Let's see what's going on. We'll talk to him and then, you know, ultimately try to figure out what's going on with this thing.
Wise words from one Devontae Adams. Let's calm down. Ooh, kind of like R-E-L-A-X. Now, where is on Aaron Rodgers when we need him to say that to us? Devontae was asked by Colin whether or not he would stay in Green Bay if Aaron ultimately ends up somewhere else.
That's my guy. That's the only guy that I've had, you know, other than that 2017 season when he got hurt. It's the only guy that I played with. And, you know, we built up a special connection over the years that has made it, you know, put us both in really good positions in our career. You know, not that he needed me to come along for it because he was already in that spot, but we established a lot together. So it would change a lot, man. You know, doesn't mean potentially I'd be gone, but, you know, I'd definitely have to do some extra thinking if my guy wasn't here.
Once again, Devontae Adams, who led the NFL with 18 touchdown catches a year ago, 115 receptions overall. Remember, he didn't even play the entire season, had 1,374 yards, and he's with Colin Cowherd on The Herd on FS1. I can understand why Devontae would stand for Aaron Rodgers, would defend Aaron Rodgers, though he obviously is under contract with the Packers as well. And when it comes to professional sports, as much as these guys are loyal to their teammates, free agency and trades have created a situation in the league and really in any professional sports league where you don't know that you're going to play with a guy for your entire career, even 5-6 years of your career. Contracts are what they are, and people move around a lot. And so you are loyal to the guys who are with you at the time, but you know how often it happens that someone gets traded from maybe a team that you had, you know, an intense rivalry with, and someone from that team gets traded to your team and all of a sudden they're your best buddy. So you would expect that Devontae is going to stand up for Aaron Rodgers and defend Aaron Rodgers. But at the same time, it's a business and it's a ruthless business at times. And let's be honest, ultimately, all of these guys know they have to look out for themselves because no one else is going to look out for them.
I defend my guys on everything, man. I mean, this is we all know it's a pretty, you know, dense business. There's a lot that happens, a lot that goes on here. You know, just like any other job, you want to be happy and you want guys, once you have gained that respect, you want to be treated with that type of respect. So there's certain things that, you know, I can't speak on specifics, but there's certain things that he wants and maybe the club wasn't so excited about living up to right away. And, you know, that can affect a guy who's done so much for an organization. You know, he's put his body and his really laid his life on the line out there for that team, for his teammates and everything. So I've been behind him 100% throughout the whole thing.
I agree with everything he's saying about Aaron, and I'm a huge fan of Aaron Rodgers and the marriage there in Green Bay. I think he's great for the Packers. I don't think there's a situation in the NFL where he could have it better. I don't think anybody is treated better than Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. At the same time, all of that goes by the wayside, in my opinion, if he forces his way out because he's unhappy with management. To me, that changes everything. I don't feel the same way about James Harden. I can't stand the way he forced his way out of Houston. This is different. I mean, Aaron Rodgers means everything to those fans there in Green Bay and has since he took over for Brett Favre, and it would be such a gut punch, in my opinion. But I'm not Aaron Rodgers. All right, one more from Devontae Adams about Jordan Love, who, of course, never saw the light of day last season, but is the backup who was drafted in the first round and may have started all of this unrest in Green Bay.
Based off what I've seen, he works really hard. He's really attentive, and you know, he's like a sponge with Aaron in that room, just soaking up everything, all the knowledge, you know, different things. And with his mechanics, I know, you know, he's been working on to try to get better and better at. But it's tough because I haven't seen him play, haven't seen him get out there and do a preseason. So after this year, I think we'll be able to give a more accurate assessment of that, seeing him going against a few other teams, yeah. Maybe some cross, you know, how they do the training camp practices. Maybe we'll do some stuff like that potentially. So we'll see. You know, I definitely got faith in him that he can get it done. And, you know, whoever's out there, I showed it with, you know, 2017 with Brett Hundley. I'm going to get out there and be ready to ball regardless, you know, control what I can control. But like I said, Love is, he's been looking good from what I've seen, but that real live action is what will really let us know.
Love all of this from Devontae Adams. He was a guest with Colin Cowherd on The Herd on FS1. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio and on Facebook. So a lot of you are weighing in, and per the usual, when it comes to Tim Tebow, the responses are swift and they are divisive and they are passionate. Some of you are saying absolutely. In fact, it might be the only reason you would tune in to the NFL. And so I believe even now, 10 years later, that the response we're getting is indicative of what Tebow is. He's a lightning rod. And we know that the juicy storylines, the controversial storylines, these are the ones that sell. I do not believe that's why Urban Meyer would be bringing him into the Jaguars fold. That doesn't make any sense. But I do think that there's something to be said for his leadership and his knowledge of Urban's system and his culture. I don't know that he makes the final roster, but anything that you can get from Tim Tebow in the way of leadership or experience, I think that can certainly help the young Jaguars as Urban tries to get his feet wet in the NFL.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.